And it's a great pleasure to welcome to the show one of my idols growing up, Jim Plunkett, who just had the great honor of being in the original class of the brand new Hispanic Football Hall of Fame, which is pretty cool, with some teammates as well. The class was Tom Fears, Tom Flores, Ted Hendricks, Anthony Munoz, Jim, Ron Rivera, Riverboat Ron out of Cal, and Steve Van Buren. Jim, welcome to the show. And I grew up Raider season ticket holder. The Super Bowl's my age. My dad, bless his heart, took me and my little brother to Super Bowl 15. I was there, and of all my life, I've been to everything in every sport. I've been very privileged. That day in 1981, that's still the greatest sports day of my life. How about you?
Well, it was certainly a struggle to get to my first Super Bowl. You know, it took a long time. I was 7 years in New England, two in San Francisco, and then second or third year with the Raiders, you got to a Super Bowl. It was a long struggle, but I'm glad I survived through all the shortcomings and the disappointments. And I was so happy to finally get to a Super Bowl.
You know, when you came home to the Niners after Boston, I guess, drafted you as they were called back then, I remember, yes. I think I was in the eighth grade when the Niners cut you, and I say we as Raider fans, we picked you up. And I remember I asked my dad, because I was 13, and I was like, why do we want Plunkett? The Niners are terrible, and they cut Plunkett. And my dad said, no, it's really smart to have a guy like that as a backup. And boy, was he smart when Pastorini broke his leg. And the rest is history. I mean, did you kind of think you were done when the Niners said, hit the road?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I really was, depressed. I thought about, retiring, doing something else. I'd already bought in a business a couple of years before I was let go by the Niners, and I thought I'd take, start running the business instead of hiring somebody to do it for me. But, my wife encouraged me, and then I got the call from the Raiders, and Tom Flores was the coach at the time, and, another Hispanic, and he encouraged me to come out and try, if you want to give it an effort, well, come on out, and we'll give you a shot and see what happens.
You mentioned Coach Flores, such a great coach, obviously winning two Super Bowls with you. And I always liked, I liked Madden too. It's the guy I grew up with. But Flores was more like, Landry, Walsh, Shula, very calm. And so when panic was happening, you'd look at him and it was kind of like, oh, he's not panicking. I guess we're all right, right?
Yeah, kind of. But, he never panicked. You couldn't tell, if he was panicked or not. It never showed up. But he became a great friend till he passed away a few years ago. And, I'm glad I was given that opportunity by Al Davis. I was finally let go by the Niners, I thought about, giving it up, getting out of football and going to do something else. Actually, about 2 years before... Yeah, I went into the beer business, but I was drinking my own profit, so I figured, what the hell, I'll give it a shot.
So, I always ask old Raiders this, and young Raiders, but who dealt with Al, and you have a million of them, but does an Al story, one of your favorites, kind of on the top of your head right now for us?
There's so many. Al never played the game, but he... He would study film, half the day, watching players, how they reacted on the football field. He embodied somebody who, maybe never played the game, but he studied like mad to see what it was, to see how much he can get out of watching film. And then he, became a director and coach. He was a tremendous inspiration for me. Although he never played the game, he could tell you what you were doing right or wrong on the football field. It was a great partnership.
Yeah, people like to talk out like what a competitor he was, especially if you were on his wrong side. But just the way he immersed himself in people he cared about, like John Ritchie said, even after he left the Raiders, when he got married, Al sent him a wedding present. You know, he hired his players like Willie Brown and Jack Tatum and Fred Biletnikoff. And Marcel Reese told me that Al said he watched the film that when Marcel was 16 years old in a slam dunk competition. Like, he knew he knew everything about everybody, didn't he?
Yeah, he certainly did. You know, and he was, you know, guy never played a down of football, but yet he studied film, you know, I don't know how many hours a day. But, you know, and it's really difficult for never having played the game to understand it, what's going on, who's doing the right thing, who's doing the wrong thing. But I mean, Al mastered it. He was great, and he'd come out to every practice. Most owners do not do that. You know, they just sit back and let their coaches take over. But not Al. He was out there watching every practice, and he would comment on what he thought you were doing right or wrong. But he was pretty an inspiration and very knowledgeable of the game of football, even though he hadn't played it.
I was surprised that Ted Hendricks got in because I didn't realize that his mom was from Guatemala. And you think about the mad stork, just as in that Super Bowl 15 outside backer like Rod Martin having three picks off of Jaws. Well, Ted had 26, and most impressive to me, no one will ever break his record of blocking 25 kicks. I mean, that's insane. But how cool is that to go in to Hall of Fame? You got, like I said, Rivera's from Cal. You got teammates. You got your coach. I'm sure it kind of felt like a homecoming in a way.
Oh, yeah, in many ways, it certainly did. And, you know, nobody would ever think of Ted as being, you know, Hispanic. You know, he's a big, tall, white guy, you know, can't speak Spanish. You know, he was such a great player. And, you know, he would, if somebody was lining up wrong in front of him on the defensive line, he would tell him to move over. He was very knowledgeable of the game. He studied so hard. He knew what when they lined up in a certain offensive alignment. You know, he would move over because he knew where that play was going. He was great.
You know, it's funny, when you look at your stats at Stanford winning the Heisman, you know, nowadays you have to have 50 touchdown passes and less than 10 picks, or they won't even look at you. It's crazy these days. But beating Theismann, who changed his pronunciation to Theismann, he thought that would – I've talked to Joe about that. Archie Manning, I've also had on the show a few times. And at that time, groundbreaking, first Latino to win the Heisman, right?
Yes, and, you know, very proud of the fact that my teammates, you know, helped obviously get me there. It was great time in my life to experience all those things that were occurring to me here. You know, I was a poor kid out of San Jose. Both my parents, well, my mother was totally blind, my father legally blind. I never thought I'd be able to accomplish the things I did. But, you know, going to Stanford, you know, sent me on my way, and I was really proud of the fact that I went there.
You know, I think about, too, like me, like most Americans, I mean, you technically could be in the Irish or German or Native American.
Thank you very much, yes.
Well, you know, Don Wakamatsu, the baseball manager, he's in the Irish American Sports Hall of Fame. So
really? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, on his mom's side there. So I grew up in Richmond in the East Bay, and you were down there. Yeah. Did you graduate from Lick or Overfelt, was it?
Lick. Lick, yes.
Yeah.
My grandson's here helping me. I started at Overfelt, wound up at James Lick. Al Cementina really, I think, made me a better quarterback.
And you played backer too, right?
I did, you know. I figured I wanted, everybody was hitting me, I'd like to hit somebody else, you know.
What is the, and I played high school football in the late 70s and 80s, and our equipment was a little bit better. We finally got those Rydell helmets with the little sponges in them. But still, we didn't know about CTE, and we knew about concussions, but you were only supposed to go out a day if you had a concussion, and it was embarrassing to have a concussion. So, luckily, knock on wood, you seem fine. And we, you know, we've seen like the great Jim Otto, what the toll it took on him with all the operations. So I guess my question is, how are you holding up, Jim?
Pretty good. I've had a lot of operations. I've had, let's see,
both knees,
cartilage, and then replaced. I've had both my knees replaced. I've had a left shoulder surgery, my back surgery. I've got my grandson, one of my grandsons here, telling me what I have. And you know, I have a neck, you know, I've had so many surgeries, but, you know, I bounced back pretty well from all of them, and I feel pretty good.
So then finally, getting back to the topic, the Hispanic Football Hall of Fame, of course, that was down there in Vegas just 10 days ago on the Cinco de Mayo, the Celebración de Fútbol. I mean, how cool is that, that you've hung around long enough to get something like that? That's pretty cool here in America.
Well, I think it is, you know. And Hispanics, you know, typically Hispanics weren't very tall, you know. Most of my family was short.
Yep.
You know, not too big, and but unfortunately, for some reason, I grew very tall, and you know, that certainly helped me. But I always thought growing up I was going to be a baseball player because I loved baseball. I played Little League,
wow.
Middle League, you name it. But then I fell in love with football. I wanted to be, at first, I was a defensive lineman, linebacker. I said, screw this, I wanted to play quarterback, and I worked hard. I used to throw through a tire hanging from a tree to improve my passing, and, you know, it certainly worked out for me.
Heisman Trophy winner, Super Bowl MVP, and Hispanic Football Hall of Famer, Jim Plunkett. Hey, Jim, it's great having you on, and as I told you, you know, you were our guy for many years there in Oakland. We really appreciate all that you gave us. So congratulations, and hopefully we'll catch up down the road.
All right. Thank you very much for the call.
All right.